All right, so we are now joined by Whitney Hayworth, a Cookeville native. She is also a 2013 grad of the University of Tennessee with a BS in concentration in communication, journalism, electronic sports media. From there, she went to the University of Florida as a production reporter, I believe for, it looks like maybe 3 years, and then joined the Sun Belt Conference from there. Was there from 2016 to 2020, and she's currently a reporter for the PGA Tour. So, Whitney, how's it going? And thank you for joining us today.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited to get to talk with you, you know, and get out in the airwaves in a town that means so much. So thanks for having me.
A little fun fact about Whitney, she may not remember, she may, but in sixth grade, Whitney and I were the homecoming king and queen back there at Prescott Middle School over when Prescott was backed by Tech. I don't know if you remember that, but I certainly do.
Oh my goodness, no, I totally forgot about that, but that's funny and ironic because just recently as we've been, you know, quarantined and staying at home, I came across all of my old yearbooks, and somehow I missed that page when I was going through all the old yearbooks. But it's funny that you reached out because I'd just seen all that and was reliving all of my Cookeville memories. So thanks for that refresher.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think I saw that picture recently. That's the only reason it was on my mind, and I was definitely rocking a Dale Earnhardt T-shirt. So that just kind of tells you how things have been in my life for sure.
Well, you got to raise hell and praise Dale, you know?
Absolutely. So, Whitney, again, so happy you're on here with us today. And, you know, I just really wanted to talk to you about your career in sports journalism. And as we're running this website for high school athletics and just looking for young people to be interested in sports journalism and young people, especially girls, we have a lot of young men who reach out and are interested. And I thought, you know, just having you on here would be a great platform to talk about your career path and how you got started and doing what you're doing and kind of encourage some of these young girls along the way.
Absolutely. You know, it's when I think about how exactly I got started or what really drew my attention to sports, I mean, I really just grew up around it. You know, I dabbled in, I think, every sport at one point, never really found a true love to, like, you know, play. You know, I played tennis in high school, but, you know, wasn't great by any means. But I just had a family that grew up around sports and playing sports. My dad was a basketball player. My brother played football. They both played golf, you know, leisurely. And, you know, as you know, we're huge, you know, Tennessee fans, and we all went to Tennessee. So, you know, that's just kind of what I grew up around. And then as it got, you know, into high school and such and trying to figure out what I might major in, I, you know, was interested in writing. So, and that was around the time, you know, when we were in middle school and high school, you know, really the on-air reporter that everybody knew that was female was Erin Andrews. So everyone said, you're going to be the next Erin Andrews. And I wanted that. I put two of my biggest interests together, and here we are.
And what a cool, you know, just kind of background that is, because, you know, I was exposed to sports at a young age with my dad being a coach, and very similar to you, dabbled in everything, played a lot of football, basketball. I don't know if you can say I play golf. I mean, I get out there and hit the thing around. It's not very pretty, but I enjoy it. Isn't trying to find something you want to, when people ask you, what do you want to be when you get older? The biggest piece of advice I give kids is try to find something you love and you want to do, and it doesn't really feel like you work a job.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's, you know, I feel like that's such a cliche quote that's out there, but it's true. I mean, if you're not having fun and enjoying what you're doing, then you need to find something else. And that may mean you have five different careers at one point in time. But luckily, you know, for me, I found one and I'm stuck with it, and I'm, you know, very passionate about it. And it's never really been work. You know, it's just been fun.
So let's talk about your career path here. So you graduate college, you go to the University of Tennessee, and like you said, you know, maybe aspire to be the next Erin Andrews. So how do you even, for someone in high school who may not know, how do you even get your foot in the door there at, you know, you go and you say, I'm going to major in journalism. And then it's kind of, you know, you got to know the right people and have some breaks, but you got to put in the work to get to where you've been able to get to.
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the biggest pieces of advice that I always share, there's probably two, and one of them is what you said, you know, networking and knowing people. But then the other is also just remembering that everyone's path is different. So, you know, for me, I enjoyed college. You know, I had a lot of fun. I was active in my sorority, you know, obviously active in my classes and groups and such like that. But, you know, I didn't really get my foot in the door in terms of an internship or anything like that until my senior year. We had to have an internship to graduate, and that's when I got my foot in the door first with the athletic department, actually in their media relations department. So that's more so those that are the PR people for sports. They are the ones that create the media guides. They're the ones, you know, working with the coaches and student athletes on what to talk about and things like that. And, you know, keeping all the statistics, running social media accounts. You know, and I knew that wasn't exactly what I wanted to do, but that got my foot in the door. You know, other classmates of mine, they had internships at the local news stations around Knoxville. So, you know, everybody went a little bit of a different way in terms of what they wanted to do, but I had interest in getting my foot in the door at the athletic department. So that's what I did. And, you know, so I guess, you know, I did my semester-long internship with the media relations department, and luckily they kept me on after that. Admittedly, I did 4.5 years of college. I, you know, don't ever graduate.
Amen. Amen.
got that extra football season in. But when I had that extra football season in, you know, I was working with the athletic department, and then that led me, you know, I think 2.5 years with media relations, maybe, into their actual broadcasting department, now known as VFL Film. So that's the department that creates all the hype videos and bone-chilling videos that you see on social media and on the video board in the UN Stadium. So that's kind of those are my steps, at least when I was in Knoxville.
So you were able to parlay that internship into something more, where you were able to stay on a little bit and then go to the University of Florida. So just personally speaking, like you said, grew up a Tennessee fan. That had to be a tough pill to swallow. But when I was coaching, I always said, you know, my loyalty is to who's paying the bills. No matter where I grew up, who I grew up liking or not, the only place I don't think I could go work would probably be that school in Tuscaloosa. And, you know, they pay a lot of money. I just don't know if I could stomach to wear that color.
Absolutely. You know, I say the same thing, but, you know, if Tuscaloosa called, we may have to talk, you know. But, you know, it really was. I mean, that was going to Florida. I was there for a year. I think you might have said I was there for more than 1 year, but that's okay. But they have a fantastic postgraduate internship program. So I went there for a year. I wasn't getting my master's or anything of that. It was just strictly an internship. Very similar to exactly what I was doing at Tennessee with VFL Film. So I was doing everything from serving as an on-air reporter to shooting highlights, creating the videos, you know, dabbling in a little bit of everything. So, you know, I mean, it was definitely tough to head down there. And I, you know, did not shy away from where I came from. But I will say that, you know, that 1 year in Gainesville really helped me get to where I am today, because what they did with their program was that they really threw you to the pack of wolves, and they kind of just said, here are the sports you're working with, here's your equipment, like, go for it. You know, be you, you know, create something new, and, you know, and then when you need help, ask questions. But that was really where I had to get my, you know, my hands and feet dirty and kind of learn, you know, all by myself. But without that, you know, I don't know if I would be where I am today. And, you know, in terms of going there, it's funny, this particular year, you know, you always get the question, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, I think that's a terrible question. If you would have asked me literally 5 years ago, would I ever work for the University of Florida, my answer would have been heck no. But nowadays, I am the first to admit and praise them for all that they did for me. I stay in close contact with a number of them to this day. So I'm very thankful. And, you know, like you said, money can talk. So I'm happy to have them on my resume, but they certainly know when it comes down to any Tennessee and Florida competitions, they know who I'm cheering for these days.
So the next step in the Whitney Hayworth career path is to go to one of my favorite cities I've been to, New Orleans, down there, and work for the Sun Belt Conference. And a number, looking at your bio from the Sun Belt Conference, that really jumped off the page to me was, since you had been there, an 870% increase in total video views across all digital and social media platforms. That is a testament to the work I know you put in and the work that you were doing in partnership with the Sun Belt. So how was that just going and just really looking like revamping an entire sports media department?
Yeah. So when I actually got to the Sun Belt, a lot of credit goes to Randy Lieberman, who's no longer there, but he was overseeing really the social media strategy at that point. And he had really started to get some of those numbers up, everything from Twitter and, Facebook, Instagram, all that. And then also it was the partnership really with ESPN3 at the time. I guess you could just say the partnership with ESPN, but they were mainly on ESPN3. Now they're on ESPN+. So a combination of just, resources and being able to have their games and everything out there really helped those numbers grow. And then, it was kind of the same thing at Florida. When I was brought in to the Sun Belt, I was really a guinea pig in a way. I was the first full-time position in my role. So it was kind of, take this and run with it. We'll follow your lead. But we worked together and, I think got to a pretty good point. And, it was definitely a good 3.5, almost 4 years with them.